February 1st. Speaking of the date, if you have a birthday today in numerology, what year are you in and what does it mean, Marla?
Well, first of all, you're an Aquarius, in case you didn't know. Some people don't know their zodiac sign.
Yeah, some people are like, yeah, I think I'm a Taurus, and they're actually like a Sagittarius, and it's like at least 6 months apart. So, yeah.
But that's okay. If you're not into astrology, you're not into astrology. But yeah. Anyway, if today's your birthday, you are an Aquarius. There you go. And that is an air sign, not a water sign, by the way. It's air, okay, mm-hmm. Which means you're in your head a lot, okay?
Yeah.
So that explains a lot for Aquarians. You are also in a 4 numerology personal year. The years run from 1 to 9. And back to 1 again. So you were in a 4. This is what Molly and I love to say. This is your work your ass off year. So you are all about getting focused on your priorities, getting organized, hard work. It's about working towards a goal. And so use your vision to help you paint it. And it's very nature of the 4. It will put obstacles in your path, especially when you divert from reality. When you go into something and you start controlling it or trying to make things happen that really aren't all about what your focus is this year or your goals, you're going to meet a block wall. So you need to stay balanced and grounded and really realistic this year. It's all about just going with the flow, but working towards a goal and believing in yourself. But you're going to work hard. What you build this year, this is your foundation year, will strengthen the rest of your cycle up through the 9. So it really is important to work hard this year for a goal.
Yeah.
It's good.
Awesome.
But it's not easy.
No. 1-800-595-2943 is how you can reach Marla this hour. She's in until 9 o'clock on 94.3 The X. And we also have some Facebook messages as well that we'll get to now. Let's see. Bonnie would like a career reading. She's a Sagittarius.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Career reading for Bonnie. And she's a Sag. Well, let's see if we pull the Sag card or what we get. We've got Pisces right away. And we've got Virgo. And we've got Scorpio. Okay, so we didn't pull Sag, but that doesn't mean anything in particular other than these other cards are saying what's coming up for you, Bonnie. I show that you're working on your self-esteem right now, and that there may be things at work that are challenging your self-esteem. It's about drama. And yeah, there usually is drama in the workplace, whether it's with coworkers or the boss or things like that, or even reorganizations. But I do show that you would do better not to be caught up in the drama, the gossip, the petty things like that, and just stay very focused on what you come in to do every day, what your job is, what your tasks are, and just really be the best version of you at work and don't play in the games, don't play in that stuff. You are successful at what you do. I do show a change or a desire to change coming through work, but man, I'm pulling drama right and left. I don't know what's going on at your workplace, but there is a lot of stuff coming in and you really, really need to stay out of it. Now, if this is a reorg or something big like that, if this is what I'm seeing, yeah, you will eventually be affected by it. Maybe not initially, but if there are a bunch of layoffs coming or a reorganization going on, initially you're going to be safe, and then eventually you're going to get let go, or you may quit. Scorpio card is the death card, and so that means there is a job change coming, or at least a strong desire for it, but not right away. So I do see your job changing, Bonnie. I do feel it may be kind of a roller coaster ride until you make this change, but the good news here is that you have the luck card, the Wheel of Fortune, with the death card. So that means whatever changes come your way, whether you make them or they happen to you at work, you will be blessed, which means spirit, the energy behind it, will come and help you find a new job, help you, whether it's getting severance or unemployment, it's going to be fine. You're going to be okay through this major change. But the biggest suggestion I have for you is just stay out of the drama. Don't play into the fear. Don't worry. You're going to be okay, but it may be a rough ride. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's never fun.
But she's going to be okay. She's going to come out just fine.
Yeah. keep your head up. 1-800-595-2943, Psychic Marla Mitchell on 94 Through the X, and also through Facebook on 94 Through the X. Question from Jennifer. Her dad passed away just this last year, day after Christmas, and she's curious if he wanted to share anything.
Oh, wow. Does she give a first name or even a fake one?
Bob.
Okay. All right. Just after Christmas. Let me see if I'm picking up anything. We don't want to leave a lot of dead air, but yeah. I have to think while I'm doing this. It feels like his passing was, I feel from his part of it or his point of view right now, I feel tired. I feel defeated. I feel that this is not now. It's what he was going through when he died. So I'm going to put that there must have been a sickness or an issue that pulled him down. I feel very just ready to go, that kind of feeling. And then I also feel that his passing was peaceful, that he did, you know, people like to know, did my dad, did my mom, did my grandma make it to the other side? And yes, he is on the other side. He did make it. I feel like going from a very low place or low energy to waking up into a very beautiful place, very high energy, and almost like it's like night and day. And the feeling is like, oh, wow. And just kind of looking at his body going, wow, it works. You know, so I don't know what was going on with illness, but I do feel a huge shift from night to day in his abilities to use his body, you know, be aware of what's going on around him. So I feel a tremendous amount of peace. And then I also want to say thank you to you, his daughter, Jennifer. And he's like blowing you a kiss. Now, I don't know if he ever did that, but I get like he's blowing you a kiss. And I also feel like tears in his eyes of joy and, again, just gratefulness. So I don't know if you helped him as he passed or if you were a caregiver or you reached out to him before he passed, but it feels like there's a gratefulness, some tears of joy, and then just blowing you a kiss. And I also feel like I will be in touch, meaning he is hovering. When we first pass, we hover around our loved ones for several months to help them with the grief, to help them accept that we're no longer here in physical form. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it can be many, many months, like, you know, 6 months or more, sometimes just a couple months. Then we go on to the review process where we review what happened to us in this lifetime. So we learn about our choices. So he's not in review. He's still hovering. I do feel like you will get a message or messages from him before he goes to review. This could come in the form of a dream or just a symbol. It feels more like a roundabout message coming to you from him, not from me, but from somebody else saying, oh, your dad, blah, 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 blah. It's almost like they give you something from him or something is said to you, but it's coming from the grapevine. So there's something coming to you. If you haven't gotten it yet, it's coming. It could be a letter written or it just feels like a grapevine thing coming out and back and around to you, a message. So that's what I'm getting so far. But they get more communicative the longer they're gone.
94 Through the X, who's this?
Hi, my name is Alex.
Hey, Alex, what's your question for Marla?
So a career reading.
Career, okay.
I was unfortunately fired from my last job very suddenly and unexpectedly with no forewarning. I've luckily been at my new job for 3 months, and it's great, but I still have this, you know, anxious kind of pit in my stomach, just that fear of, you know, is that uneasy pit.
Okay.
Just hoping, is this going to be okay? Is this the one kind of thing?
No, I'm kidding. just kidding.
Don't scare her even more.
Okay, so Alex, I'm pulling just with a yes or no. I got Sagittarius, yes or no? Are you a Sag? Hello? She hung up on us? I will keep talking. I scared her.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay. So I've got Sagittarius and Taurus coming in for Alex. And what I do, maybe she had to hang up because she's at work. And
maybe.
Okay. So what we've got here is expectations and fear. And this is exactly what she was talking about. She was fired from her last job, and now she's worried about the same thing happening. And I just get that she needs to trust the situation, and she needs to commit 100% to her current job. So sometimes when we're afraid of something happening, we always have that tape playing in the back of our mind, like, what if? Maybe I better keep my resume up to date. Maybe I better look at other options just in case I get laid off again. And that feels like what she's doing. She's being really apprehensive. And it's more about commit to it, trust it. This is where you are. It looks really good. There is some drama at work. I do show that there's some change coming as well, but it doesn't, there's no layoff coming here, Alex. It looks really good. That's why I was joking in the beginning, because I got success and I got virtuousness, which is creativity and being on your path, starting over, older but wiser. And the magician, it's like, watch your thoughts. Stay very positive. Stay very hopeful. Always, when we get laid off or fired from a job, that is spirit putting us on path.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else about it other than you were not on the right path and I'm going to put you on path. And so she got moved to her path. She is on path now. Everything looks good. She's heading in the right direction. I get wealth and success and victory and creativity. But just stay out of the drama and absolutely let your guard down, Alex, and feel comfortable at work and commit yourself 100% to the job, because you're going to be there a while. It feels good.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
I think that would definitely be scary, though, you know, getting laid off all of a sudden and, you know, you didn't have any warning. I mean, that's pretty traumatic, because all of a sudden you're in that position of, oh, crap, I got to find another job because now I'm not making money.
I've got bills to pay.
I mean, that would definitely be pretty traumatic.
And it happens to most people at least once in their life, that they get this shakeup. And it's like a kind of a wake-up call of, do you believe in yourself? Do you trust your higher source that you're going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then not being angry or bitter or fearful for what happened and just move on and just let it go. But it happens a lot. It's kind of a very humbling experience. I've had it happen once. Very humbling experience to just kind of get yourself back in alignment. But it's good for you.
It is. 1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X, who's this?
My name is Valerie.
Hey, Valerie, what's your question for Marla?
Hi, Marla. Are you able to connect with people who have passed away?
Yes, I did earlier today. Yes.
Okay. My brother recently passed away.
Okay. And his name?
Jason.
Jason. Okay. Let me see if I can find him. Okay. Because I don't like to leave, you know, a lot of dead air, so I'm just going to talk and try and tune in. Can you just tell me his age?
He's 25.
Okay, I got that he was young. Okay, so this is what I'm feeling. Okay, I wanted to make sure. It's interesting. When I put you on a teeter-totter with Jason, it's interesting. The feeling I get is, it's hard to explain. I've got to get the feeling in here. I feel very detached at the time of my death. I feel very, I'm just going to ask, was it an illness or was it an accident or?
I guess you could call it an illness. He had depression.
Okay. I was just going to say, if that's the detached feeling I felt. He is okay. He is coming through, okay? And the fact that I was just feeling that detachment, it was like detached from everyone, detached from even himself. And I'm just kind of asking him if he's got any suggestions. Is it real recent, like in the last month?
It's 3 months ago.
3 months ago. Okay, right before the holidays. Okay. Mm-hmm. I still feel... Okay, he's on the other side. He made it just fine. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like I don't know where I am. And that's common. You think about people who are who have been sick a long time, or they're elderly, and they know what's coming, right? But mm-hmm. for him, it's like, I feel like I don't quite know where I am, or I can't believe where I am. It's almost like a shock to the system still. Does that make sense? Uh-huh. It's like he was in this place here and it was heavy energy. And now he's in a place where it's light energy. And he's just, I can't believe it. I have to pinch myself. And it just feels like mm-hmm. he hasn't quite acclimated yet to the realm of peace and joy and bliss. Now, mm-hmm. like I said earlier with a gal who lost her dad, when we die, we do hover for a while and we stay around our loved ones to help them with the shock, with the loss, with, you know, the acceptance that we're gone physically. And mm-hmm. so he is still hovering. Now he's coming in a little bit stronger. I'm seeing a bicycle and or maybe a motorcycle. What was this? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing. Can you talk about it?
About a year ago, someone stole his bike, his okay. bicycle, and about a month before he died, I bought him a new one.
Oh, my gosh. I just got goosebumps.
Me too.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. Okay. So when they bring things in like that, especially when they're so new to the other realm, it's like letting you know it's them, okay? And mm-hmm. also... it feels to be just like, I remember this. I remember this kindness. I remember this gesture. And since you're the one that bought him the bike, of course he's going to bring that up. So he is okay. He's okay. He's still getting used to it. When he's done hovering and you know, making and helping everyone feel better about his passing, he's going to go into review. And mm-hmm. look at, now it won't be very long because he's only 25. So he'll be in review for a little while, not too long. And look at the choices he made and choices he could have made. And then he'll go up into another level of heaven, if you want to call it heaven. Mm-hmm. But he's okay. And Valerie, the longer he's gone, the stronger he'll come in. If you want to hear from him, you know, I do private sessions. You can go to my website, marlamitchell.com, or call my office line, 223-3457. And we can do a longer 1 hour session, you know, and get him to really talk more. Okay.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I've been wondering about the bike. I mean, I knew he was excited to have it in the moment, but with someone who's been suffering from depression, I never know if those gestures really, you know, bring happiness. So.
Yeah. Well, apparently it did because he showed it to me. You did good. You did good. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Valerie.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God. I'm going to...
That was so sweet.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
Oh, I'm so glad he showed me the bicycle.
Yeah, that's
wow.
That's really cool. That's Ooh. Really special.
Yeah.
1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell on 94 Through the X. 94 Through the X. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Donna.
Hey, Donna. What's your question for Marla?
My husband and I are going on a cruise in April to... both perform in a slot tournament, and I was wondering if we were going to be lucky.
That's a great question. A slot tournament, as in like gambling, slot machines kind of stuff?
Yes.
I didn't know there were such things.
Yeah.
I've heard of poker tournaments. Okay. This is a slot machine tournament, huh?
Yes.
Fun. Okay. All right. Let's see what's going to come. Ooh, nice. First, let me just ask, are you pregnant?
No.
Okay. I got the pregnancy card. So then that means, and pregnancy card is a money card if it's not about health. So, pregnancy, choices, some drama there. You know, I get people sometimes that say, you know, since you're psychic, you ought to know all the lotto numbers. or you ought to know, you know, like, stuff.
That's not quite how it works.
You ought to know who's going to win the Bronco game or who's going to, you know. And that's not how my gifts work. If they're used for ill-gotten gains, it doesn't work, right? Or if they're used for my own advantage, you know, fortuitous kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, for people, you know, same kind of thing. I can't tell you, oh, yeah, hit on this number or do that. But I do get that. Is this your husband or you? Hold on. I got male and I got female. And there's a concern. It's. Let me just. What's your husband's name? Give me a fake name if you want.
Robert.
Robert. Okay. Let me put you both. And it's a cruise. Where's the cruise going?
It is going to Jamaica, Cozumel, and gosh, I can't remember the third part.
Wow, that's fun in and of itself. You know, Cozumel is one of my favorite places to go. Okay, so let me look at you and the slot machine, and then Robert, slot machine. I feel he may be more lucky than you. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like anyone hitting a huge jackpot. I'm just going to say that. And what initially I get is this pregnancy card tells me you may make a lot of money up front and then lose it all.
Okay.
So if I were you, if you start winning in the early part of the cruise, then play less in the latter half because you'll lose it all.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's just kind of a smart gambler. They always say I don't gamble, but they say put half of your winnings away each time you win a jackpot so that you don't lose your whole jackpot that you just won or something like that.
Okay.
Does that make sense? But I don't feel like a huge fortune coming in. I just feel like winning, and then I see a bunch of loss. So, yeah. So be wise with your money.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks,
right,
Donna.
Thanks, Donna. God,
wow.
What the hell? Stop. I swear someone's just messing with us and it's
you're reactive. We're going to get more people to do it.
I know, they're obviously getting a rise out of me.
Apparently.
94.3 The X, who's this?
Hi, and I'll tell you right now, the fax machine, when I called, I got the fax machine tone.
That's weird.
So it's not some jerk. It's you.
Okay, well, you made it through. Do you have a question for Marla?
Yes, I do. And it's actually, I'm calling on behalf of a friend because she has her hands too tied to call right now. Her name is Angela. She's an Aquarius, and she would like to have draw the card in reference to her relationship.
Relationships. Okay. All right. Well, okay, I'm just going to put this out there because, you know, this is the way my brain thinks. When the fax machine beeps and all that stuff, I'm wondering if it's not the other side trying to come through.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we've had a couple calls.
We've
today.
Had a couple of those. But, you know, sometimes that's one of the ways that spirits communicate is through electrical lines, phone lines, lights and things. They can make sounds. And so maybe we have a lot of spirits in here today.
Yeah, maybe we do.
We're definitely connected twice to the other side, you know, a brother and a dad.
I called two times and I got the fax tone both times, and so I had to check my number. Like, what did I just call? And I'm like, no, it's the right number.
Okay,
interesting.
So there's something going on with the phones here.
Yeah. It might be the same line because we have three lines here, and it might have been the same one that I tried each time when it was the fax tone.
All right, or the spirits
weird.
Are talking. Okay, I flipped some cards while we were all yakking about the possibilities of the spirits in the lines. I flipped some cards for Angela, and you said she was an Aquarius, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I pull the Capricorn card, and this is love. Wow. Okay, so right off the bat, initially, I am pulling a choice card, a decision card, and am I seeing what the outcome is? Oh, wow. I don't see a definitive outcome. I do show that one or both, do you know, because so she's in a relationship now, correct?
Yeah, she's been in a relationship for several years now, and it's kind of like a, is he ever going to pop the question type thing? Like, what the hell are we doing, you know?
Hmm. Okay. Well, I was just going to say, one of them is, okay, so the fork in the road is the card of choice. And so one of them, can you give me just, you know, make up a name for her boyfriend?
Jason.
Okay. So as long as I hear it from you, and if I don't make it up, it works better. So
okay.
Angela and Jason, I'll put them on a teeter-totter. Yeah, I would agree that he's the one that's hedging or not sure about the long-term commitment. I still feel that, and that's the fork in the road. The fork in the road can be him trying to decide, should I take this leap of faith and commit, or her trying to decide, how much longer am I going to wait, right? Mm-hmm. And there's the Tower card with the Sun. One of them's going to make up their mind, I'll tell you that much. It feels more like she needs to, you know, and I don't know the situation, what's going on, sure, or why he's so scared or cold feet. It just feels like she needs to, what's the word I want to use? They need to have a conversation about what her expectations are, okay? And maybe he knows and maybe he doesn't. But, you know, if it's been, you know, how many years has it been?
6 years. Close to six, yeah.
So she's invested a lot of time, a lot of love. Wow. You know, wow. Now, I have known, you know, I'm looking at Molly because her mom waited 8 years, right?
Well, was it 6 years? My dad waited 8 years.
I've waited 14, and we have kids. I mean, we practically are married in my relationship. So I know, I mean, you know, like, yes, it is kind of weird when you wait so long. Like, to me, I think it's like the novelty kind of wears off.
Yeah.
But it can still happen.
Absolutely. So. That's what I was trying to say. I don't feel like there's a breakup here. I just feel like her expectations need to be talked about or readjusted. Like, if he's waiting for financial reasons, or if he's really working on himself from the inside out and just not feeling emotionally there yet, they need to have a conversation if they haven't already. I just do feel, unless one of them is a Capricorn, is he a Capricorn? Do you know?
He's December 17th.
Oh, that's
right, kind of near the cusp, right?
Yeah, it is close to the cusp. So the Capricorn card is a card of fear. And shooting yourself in the foot, being your own worst enemy, letting fear get the best of you. And so there's a lot of stuff going on here, but I don't feel hopeless about the situation. I just feel like there needs to be a very important conversation about what her expectations are and his. And I don't know if they've had that.
Yeah, they have, and I think he just blows her off.
Yeah. So he's not listening.
Yeah, but I think he does have a lot of fear.
Yeah.
For that commitment piece.
You have to look at his past. Maybe his parents were divorced, or I don't know.
Past relationship that burned him.
He got burned. Okay. So. But after 6 years, you'd think he'd trust her. You know, mm-hmm. he'd trust the relationship. She's hung in there that long.
And she's pretty awesome. So, yeah. I mean, she's an amazing person. I mean, she really is quite the catch.
I am going to say this for her. Okay. I am going to say, Angela, if you're listening, I do feel there's hope, but I can't tell you how many more years you're going to have to wait. But I do feel there's hope, and it has to be somehow get him to listen to you in some way without, you know, feeling like you're not being listened to or it's getting the blow off kind of thing. But I do feel there's hope, so I wouldn't say to end it. I would just say find a way. When he's in the mood to listen, to explain why getting married is so important to you, okay? And it's different for men than it is for women. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's different. And every relationship is different. And depending on the age you are, too, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, it's all different depending on what you're going through. And she just needs to put those feelings out there that he can hear her. Yeah. But I'm sure he knows she wants to get married.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's expressed that.
What is her? Can I ask her age?
I think her birthday is on the 12th. I think she's gonna be 41 or 42.
Okay. All right. So that explains a lot. They're older. They're an older couple. Not 20 something. They're in their 40s.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's an early. Okay. I feel I'm much much better with numbers as far as timelines. I feel by 45, she'll be married.
Okay.
That may be 3 more years, but
Yeah.
45 seems to be the magic number.
We're going to get to all these Facebook messages that we got in the second half of the show. But if you want to call really quick, 1-800-595-2943 is how you can reach us. Now, Terry says that he hasn't really needed to move, but he's been trying to move and get a house. And everything seems to, you know, just stop frequently. What's going on with that? Is he going to find his dream home? You know, are things going to work out for him?
All right. Right off the bat, I get the truce card, which means not now. It means wait, wait. Then I pull later in the spread, I pull Wheel of Fortune. Hmm. So that does look possible. Does he give... what else am I needing? Does he give like? Is he wanting to buy? Or he doesn't say. He's just wanting to move.
He's just been looking for a house.
A house. Okay. And I'm getting Scorpio card. Does he give a thing? Aquarius card. Does he give us a
January 23rd?
Oh, Aquarius. So I've got Aquarius right here. Yeah. Okay. So this is even more validating. The Aquarius will find a house. I got wealth, Wheel of Fortune, victory, love, which means you're going to love it, burden lifted. So if I had to tune in, it feels like mid to end summer. It either feels like that's when you move, Terry, like the end of July, early August. But I feel like don't give up. But right now, it's like it's just not flowing. But when it does flow, let me look at how quick it's going to happen. Yeah, I could be misinterpreting. I'm hearing voices. So they're correcting me. It may be that you may not find it until mid to end summer. So you may not find it until July, but then it feels like it's going to happen very quick because it feels like by fall you're in place. So either you don't find it until July-ish time frame and then you move within 30 days or something like that. Or you find it, but then the close gets pushed out because maybe they have to sell their house. There's a contingency with it or something like that. But I do feel like middle of July is that's when all the fireworks go off in my head. That's when I see the victory and the Wheel of Fortune. So hang in there. Middle of summer seems to be the target. And that feels to be the best time for buying, moving, or at least finding what you want. It looks good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very cool. Now, Jennifer has kind of a silly message. She says that her grandmother has been coming through to her in her dreams a lot lately, and she had a particularly strange one in November about a European map where her grandmother kept pointing to a map of Italy, Bosnia, and Croatia and was super insistent that she look at it.
Interesting.
And her name's Dima.
Dima. Okay. And so her grandma in a dream showed her a map of Europe.
Yeah.
Italy, Bosnia, and Croatia.
I think she needs to go on a Mediterranean cruise or something.
My first hit is travel. Go to that place. Let me just see if I get anything else. Did she say it's a strong desire that she's always wanted to go to Italy, or she doesn't say?
She doesn't say.
I guess I would check it out. I would look there. It could also just be...
maybe it's an ancestry thing?
I was just going to say, it could be an ancestry thing that maybe that's where their roots are from in that area. But I don't feel any like anything ominous or scary. It feels to be more like you should go there, or this feels to be fun, or this feels to be something that you will go there someday, or something like that. Dreams are, you know, fun, bizarre, crazy. I always analyze my dreams.
Yeah.
But this one just feels to be like maybe her soul, because oftentimes in our sleep, our loved ones come through, but our soul's also talking to us and giving us pointers. And so someday you're going to go there is what it feels like. And why not start planning it?
Why not? Vanessa would like a cold reading. She's an Aries.
Okay. Vanessa. All right. Let's see what we get. Shuffle the cards. Okay, Vanessa, right off the bat, I get Sagittarius energy. You said she was a what?
An Aries.
Aries. Okay, I've got Leo. No. Oh, I did pull Aries. How about that? Okay. Mm-hmm. So for the Aries, I have abundance and dreams coming true for you right now, Vanessa. The more you speak your truth, the more you use your boundaries. Yes means yes. No means no. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't be overly pleasing. Just work on balance, the more you're going to like and enjoy your life. And this is true for all of us, but especially right now for you, keeping your life in balance. Don't overgive, don't overcommit, don't overwhelm yourself. Pull back, especially if you're feeling stressed out. Pull back, don't say yes to everybody, and take some time for yourself. I do show that this could be love. There's a lot of good stuff coming in regarding relationship, and passion and strength and courage. It all looks really good. I have to say this year looks very positive. Boundaries are the theme for the year. A lot of strength and courage. I feel love is also the theme for the year. Huge growth. Wow. If she's not in a relationship, it's coming. And if you are in one, it's going to get better. Like, let's say you're dating, there could be an engagement. If you're married, there could be a really romantic trip coming up or something like that. It just feels to be a really good year for love for Vanessa.
Awesome.
Really good year.
Awesome. Yeah. That's what we like to hear.
Yes.
let's see. April would also like a cold reading. Now, it's important to note April is her name, not the month she was born in. She's a Libra.
Okay. Is that what she said, or are you just reminding me?
No, she said that,
my
too.
My name is April. That's cute. Apparently, she's had that happen.
Yeah.
Through her life. Okay. Cold reading for April.
April the Libra.
And she's a Libra. All right. Okay. Right off the bat, I'm pulling Capricorn, which is tough lessons. Okay. April, you pulled the pregnancy card. So if you're wanting to get pregnant, or if you are pregnant, congratulations. And if you're not, then you have a new beginning coming within 9 months or less. A lot of change coming for you. The Capricorn card in the very beginning is about facing your fears. Okay. And, I've said on the air a couple times what fear can stand for. False evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. And I learned another one the other day. Feeling excited and ready. So that's a positive spin on when you have fear in your life, get excited about it. Know that you're learning something and you're getting ready to make a change to face that obstacle. And so whatever the fear is coming in April, face it, go through it. You can handle it. This could be some relationship stuff coming in for you, and it doesn't look to be pleasant. So the last caller had good love. This one does not look so good. There could be some issues going on in relationships and choices. And if it is about pregnancy, getting pregnant or wanting to get pregnant, the choice there is important. Getting yourself, making it a high priority, whether it's just getting yourself healthy in preparation for the pregnancy. If it's love, making love a priority and working through your issues with your partner. But it does feel to be a year of tough lessons, thanks to that karma card, that Capricorn card. You're learning some tough lessons this year, facing your fear. It's all about your insecurities. You're way too hard on yourself, April. This is just about being very, very easy going with yourself. Don't beat yourself up so much. Don't judge yourself so harshly. And just give yourself a break. We all go through times where we're just, nothing seems to work and we're really down on ourselves. And it's just try to, look at your positives and focus on those. Don't focus on where you're screwing up. And just focus on what you do that is a positive, your gifts, your abilities, things like that. And if you don't know what that is, then make an effort every day just to be a better version of you. Be kinder, be more compassionate, be more thoughtful. Put out some positive thoughts and affirmations. But I do show that this could be a tough year just for learning. And if you resist it, you're going to make it worse. If you just say, okay, this is another lesson, and you just focus on it and don't beat yourself up as you go through the change. It's going to be okay, but it might be a rough year for her. Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah.
Well, Catherine has some good news really quick. She's messaging us to let us know. Well, and she does have a question, I think, at the end. But she was messaging to say that you had said that there was going to be some sort of job change for her husband.
Yeah.
And they just found out he's going to be changing his job in the next couple months.
Wow.
And she, I guess you told her it would happen in February. So it, you know.
She kinda, got the news in February.
Yeah. So she just got that news. Let's see. Second, they were wondering if they're going to have another child, if you saw that in the cards for them. Let's see.
Husband's name? Catherine?
Justin, the Virgo, and Catherine is a Scorpio.
Okay. Virgo and Scorpio. Good combination for Virgo and Scorpios, by the way. There's a lot of chemistry between Virgo and Scorpio energy. A lot of passion there.
There's a lot of passion between us, Marla.
That's right. <We're>
Sorry, just so making funny. It weird. I'm not funny. I'm just weird.
Well, I have a lot of Scorpio friends, so I'm not surprised. We do pull the Scorpio card here, and the Taurus and the Sag. So, oh, look at there. Pregnancy. I didn't even see
there
it.
There you go.
It was in the shadows up here.
It is
so
the pregnancy card.
There's a desire and the hope for pregnancy. So it feels like there's a desire for it, and I do get love and patience and balance. Now, there might be some drama, so I don't know, you know, this is personal. I don't know if you're having trouble getting pregnant, or if you've had a miscarriage or two, that's a possibility as well. But it does show being patient, persevering, that it is possible. If I look at the two of you on a teeter-totter, yeah. And it may be one of you wants the child more than the other.
I can see how that would be some drama there.
Yeah, it might be some drama there. It feels like if I had to go out on a limb, which I do quite a bit, I'm going to say I feel like there's a little girl hanging out, waiting. And if you guys decide, it feels like a little girl. Now, I've been wrong once in a while, but usually when I see a baby soul in advance, I'm fairly accurate. It feels like a little girl waiting. And if you decide, then she will come. And if you do whatever it takes, if there's fertility treatments that need to happen or just getting yourself in the place healthy-wise, it feels like it's like 60 to 70% possible that you could have another child. I'm going to put that out there. And it feels to be a girl.
Good.
So let us know.
Because I guess they have two boys, so I'm sure she would be happy about that.
Well, then they're definitely going to go for it.
Well, if people want to get in touch with you off the air, maybe have a private session with you, Marla, how can they get in touch with you?
My office line is 970-223-3457, and my website is marlamitchell.com.
All right. We'll see you again next week, Marla.
Absolutely.